Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Cliff, aka The Beast. I'm back. Yeah, I'm back. I know. Y'all miss me, don't y'all? I know y'all miss me. Y'all do. It's okay. I miss me too. I miss me a lot, matter of fact. Anyway, man, feel good to be back. You know I've been gone for a while, but it's been hard out here for you, boy. You know, being a big time truck driver, you know, trying to do my thing. It is what it is. But it feel good. I look good. And of course y'all know I'm the shit. Gotta have confidence in yourself. But anyway, I got a temporary co-host. She like, you know how you get the temporary jobs? You gotta go past your 90 days. She's a temp. She's just a temp. So we don't know if we're gonna hire her permanent. We might hire her permanent, but we don't know. We gonna see. So I'm gonna let her introduce herself. We're gonna let her do her thing. And tell the people, I'm gonna let you introduce, you know, she from the city of Barry Sanders, the city of Big Sean, Eminem, not the candy. Anyway, here she go, man. So what's up? Tell the people what's up, man. Tell them about yourself.
What up, though? It's your girl, Melody, your favorite friendly neighborhood black girl. And I'm just chilling with the Beast.
The Beast? That's so cute. The Beast. Oh, so where you from, man? Tell me where you from, man.
I'm from Detroit. But, you know, I grew up in Decatur.
ATL, shawty.
ATL, Hope. And, you know, now I'm just chilling in Augusta, in the little city. Trying to see what I can see.
What she can see. So let me ask you this. What made you come from Atlanta to Augusta? Cause Atlanta stay lit. What, Simple Life or what? Just got tired of the traffic. A lot of traffic. Garbage.
It is.
It's garbage.
It is.
I don't see how you do it.
I mean, that's how I learned how to drive in the traffic and all the craziness. So I feel like because of that, I'm an aggressive driver. But I just came out that way because it's like family and, you know, inflation is inflating. And it was just a little bit of a change of pace. I'm not mad about it, you know. It's not that bad. It's all right.
She's Augustian now. She down here at the home of the James Brown and the Masters.
The Masters.
Yeah, the Masters.
Lord. For real. Literally. Yeah, literally.
Augusta's a black town, though.
Yeah, kind of, but... Well,
kind of it is, man. We got a black sheriff.
But, you know, I'm not in Augusta.
You in Grove Town?
Yeah, I'm in the little...
Oh, yeah, she in the rich part. I'm sorry. She can't fool with us. Grove Town, for y'all guys don't know Augusta, Georgia. Okay, Augusta's like a military town. You know, you got Eisenhower, quote-unquote. Right. They changed the name. He's before Gordon. But... Grove Town is more like the semi-white, bougie black neighborhoods, if you want to call it that. Mm. You know, so she like slit bougie hood.
And I did not know that.
You didn't know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, that's basically where you at.
I had no clue.
Yeah,
about that.
Yeah, and you in the bougie ghetto hood.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
all.
Yeah. You know, we got the Air Maxes. Y'all got the J's.
Oh.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
You know, y'all a little uppity.
Oh.
I ain't gonna say that. Sorry for my Grove Town.
They call it Cash County.
What, Grove Town?
Yeah.
Yeah, they call it. Yeah, they call it Cash County because that's all they about, the money. That's a rich county too, man.
Yeah. That's
very rich. Yeah, man. You say you got sisters?
No, I said yeah, I got sisters, but I'm saying ain't no assistants.
Yeah, no, because they expect you to pay for everything yourself, man.
Obviously. Lord, have mercy.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Well, y'all know me. I'm a freestyle everything. First thing I want to talk about is my boy Jonathan Majors. You know I'm a nerd, and I got to say this. Why they fucking all the black folks over? Let's keep it 100. First with Jonathan Majors. You know, they took him off of Marvel because he was dating. You know, do you think it's a race thing? Do you think it's because it was... You know what I'm saying? It was a situation where he was getting too big. What? Because From what I seen on the video, I don't think he did anything to the girl. Hell, to have the video, they was running a marathon.
She was chasing him.
Yeah, for what? White privilege is real.
I really try not to pay attention to stuff like that because it feels like a distraction.
You think so?
Distraction. I do. I feel like it's a distraction from other stuff. Like, when Beyonce came out with that song, I Know You Care, and she was in the video in the hotel doing all of this, mm-hmm. it was, I think that was right in the middle of all of the Black Lives Matter stuff, when kids was getting killed in the street, and, you know, it was real hard. Like,
that's around the George Floyd thing, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't George Floyd. It was before George Floyd. Like, Mike Brown.
Mike Brown. Yeah. I remember right. that. She did a video with all the moms and stuff, right?
No, it wasn't with all the moms. It was the video where she was flailing around in her drawers in the hotel room.
Beyonce was in her drawers?
Yeah, she was in her drawers. Yeah, you missed that?
No, I can't believe I missed that.
I don't think you missed it. You'll know it if you see it.
Let me go back and watch that video.
You'll know it if you see it.
Let me go back and watch that video.
Foot up, my foot up, hold up, yeah, my foot up. Some bullshit. It felt like, hey, niggas, look over here. Like, don't pay attention to that over here. Look at me, I'm Beyonce. I Know You Can't. Like, that's how I feel about this Jonathan Majors stuff. It feel like,
so you think,
hey, look over here. Don't focus on what's going on.
So you think the Jonathan Majors, and I'm finna go a step further, Taraji P. Henson, all that, just a distraction?
I won't even say so much about Taraji P. Henson because I feel
like, I mean, I know there's completely two different subjects.
Yeah, it is two different subjects. But I feel like definitely the Jonathan Majors thing is like something that they trying to put on Front Street so that people can be distracted from what's really going on in the world. Because, yes, it's absolutely a race thing that this black man is being sued by this white woman for assault. And he was guilty for the stuff that he admitted to doing, you know what I'm saying? But I just don't like the whole thing, period. Like, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And I like Jonathan Majors as an actor. Like, oh my God, Lovecraft Country was amazing. I could watch that over and over again. But
Creed 3, he was getting Creed 3.
I didn't see that.
Oh yeah, you suck. You just lost your cool point. That temporary job almost over, y'all. Nah, just joking. But nah, I agree what you were saying. He's right there. He was right there at his peak, though.
Yeah, they took him off of the Marvel movie, which is messed up because that was really gonna get him
his
there.
Turning point. Yeah, that was going. Anybody get with Marvel? If you got a piece apart with Marvel,
yeah,
you good.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And I hate that because. Like that, let that would have been. And I know I'm going to sound so cliche. I know people going to be like, man, it's always a black and white thing. But it's the truth, though.
It is.
It's the truth.
It's just the reality of it.
It's the fact that if that would have been two white people,
nobody would care.
Nobody wouldn't care. You know what I'm saying? If it would have been a white man towards a black woman, the black community would have been.
Nobody would have cared.
Oh, no, I think the black community would have cared.
Nobody would have cared.
You sure about that?
Malcolm X said it. The
most disrespecting woman
in America.
In America is a.
It's a black woman.
It's a black woman.
They would not have cared. And let her be a dark skinned black woman, not like a cute little light skinned girl or brown skinned girl that people actually, oh my God, we have to protect their light brights. No.
They light brights.
I'm just saying.
So they light brights.
I'm just saying.
Is you racist against the light skinned waffle color Negro community?
The waffle color community. No, I love my waffle color people. Like, you know, they cool as fuck. But we cannot ignore the fact that when it comes down to it, if a white man is beating on a black woman, nobody's going to care. But they're going to care even less if she's dark-skinned. Nobody said shit when Azealia Banks was getting beat up by fucking, what's that nigga, that white man name?
Russell Crowe, yeah.
Was beating and spitting on her and held her captive. Nobody said shit. Everybody talk about her bad attitude and how she probably deserved it. But at the end of the day, who deserves...
She's still a black woman.
Yeah, and who deserves to be getting treated like that?
Nobody. Not a black woman. We already... As black men, we already downgrade our women. We do.
And it's sad. It's sad. We need to do better. And I hate that conversation, too, because it's like... It's so divisive. It's like... Yeah... Yeah, black men are the only men who will be like, well, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so do this and do that. Y'all don't do this and do that. What other communities do we hear talk down on their women like that?
I ain't gonna say talk down, but you do got a lot of women that forget who they are. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but a lot of women feel like they don't need a black man. They so independent. They so caught up in their own little world to a point where they look down on black men themselves because they think they more superior. Not all women, but you do have women in some cases that say, well, I don't need no nigga. I don't need no black man. I can do this myself. Which sometimes push a black man away.
And I resent that kind of philosophy too, because I feel like we need each other.
And that's true. Like,
we need each other. It's not no... Like, it's nice to be independent. It's nice to take care of your own stuff. It's nice to know that you can handle it without having to beg and ask somebody else to help you out. But it's also nice to get help. It's also nice to sit back and let somebody do something for you sometime. It's also nice to not have to worry about every fucking thing all the fucking time. Like, I resent that whole conversation as well. I feel like it's divisive. I hate it. We need each other. Black love all day, every day.
Oh, yeah. Black love is beautiful, man. All that. But you gotta find the right black love, though. Yeah. I think that goes to where your upbringing comes as black men and black women, though. And I think that comes when a situation where for a black man to truly protect his black women, the woman gotta allow him to do it. She gotta understand that it's okay to submit. Not submit to a point where, hey, I run the household, you stay in the house and do... No, submit as let him lead sometimes. Let him be that guy. Let him be your protector. A lot of black women don't do that because a lot of black women been leading so much all their life, especially single moms. When a mom been single for so long and she been the man and the woman in the household, so when she do meet that good man, she don't know how to take that man in because... She been so independent so long, she thinks she helping them when she really pushing them away.
Yeah.
Especially if a man just literally just want to help.
Yeah.
And I ain't saying pay the bills, but just being there is just helping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
And I feel like when you, me personally, I feel like when you start to invite someone into your life like that, where you do value their opinion, then you should... Know when to hold them, know when to fold them, goddamn. Like,
know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
Know when to walk away, know when to run. It's just, and I see that a lot. Like, I see that a lot, and I've heard that too, where it's like, you know, you have to. But I kind of resent that whole let me lead type thing, because it's like, I forget how Jill Scott said it, but she was like, you can't tell me what to do if you can't tell me what to do. You can't tell me what to do if you can't tell me what to do. Which basically, I took it as, if you can't tell me what to do, I'm not going to listen to you. But you also have to be strong enough to understand the type of woman that you're dealing with and how to handle her in a way that's like, it's gonna get done. I'm gonna do it. It's gonna get done, and you're gonna sit down and be quiet about it. Because ultimately, most of the women that I know, and they mostly are independent women, can't wait for a nigga to tell us what to do. Like, what? Tell me what to do. Okay, yes. How do you want it to be done? Like, what? Tell me what to do. It's like that businessman who finds the dominatrix because he has to make all the decisions in his life, and so he wants to be dominated and have this woman tell him what to do and boss him around. I'm an independent woman. I make the decisions in my life all day, every day. I make the decisions for myself. I make the decisions for my kids. I'm the head of my household. Yes, man, come in here and tell me what need to be done, what we need to do. Now, of course, it don't need to be, like, abusive, yeah, or, like
demanding and
right,
shit.
Right, overbearing, yeah, and, like, inconsiderate of what's already going on in my household. But if you are trying to be a healthy leader for my family and you are being considerate of the dynamics of my family, by all means, please give me some input, because I can only do so much by myself. I can only see scenarios in a certain type of way, and it doesn't hurt to have somebody else's input.
You got quiet. You're supposed to keep talking on the podcast.
I was waiting for somebody else's input.
Nah, I was getting a phone call. All right, check this out. It's like this.
Just like we was talking about earlier, though.
When it comes to, like, rejecting love. Remember, we had a conversation earlier about falling in love, like falling out of love and then rejecting it. Mm-hmm. So I guess that go hand in hand with the independency.
How so?
Okay, so like I was saying, you get a woman that don't want to, she rejecting love, and she'll need a man help, right?
I guess in a way she is.
Because if he love her and she so called loving, but she won't let him help, and she got too much pride to let this man even come in and help, she rejecting true love. Because that might be the one for her, and then yet, but you still screaming, I need a man. But when this man come in and do what he got to do, is that, and that go for women too. That go for when a woman try to come help a man. A man can do the same thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Ain't no different. So I'm not even gonna go women and man. That's just for anybody in general, because they reject love.
Yeah.
But is that healthy though? You know what I'm saying? That's the scary part, because you could be, especially as black people, man, we so got trauma when it come to baby mamas, baby daddies, being hurt. You know, we already stereotype as black man ain't being shit. You know, we in the
which territory. That's some bullshit. I rebuke that. Like, I know plenty of amazing black fathers. Like, y'all definitely deserve y'all flowers.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I know.
Definitely deserve y'all flowers,
yeah.
Because
yeah, I need my
it's
flowers.
A bunch of y'all out there, and there are dads who are very active in their children's lives and show up, and they deserve to be praised and acknowledged.
And I agree.
I feel that wholeheartedly.
But, you know, if you look at the outside world, you get what I'm saying? Which I respect every black man, our black woman that's raising these kids. You got a lot of black single fathers out there, too, that raising.
You
know, and my hats go off to them, and a lot of single moms, definitely single moms, because my hat go off to y'all. So, you know, it's just a situation where, I guess, like you said, you got no one to hold them to fold them.
Yeah, but I feel like if you are at a point where you are, like, rejecting love, or, you know, you aren't fully accepting it, but you are inviting somebody into your space, then you need to, like, reevaluate what it is you actually want, because you can't invite someone in your space and then be like, I need you to love me, but not like that. Because even though somebody who loves you has to love you in the way that you accept love, you also have to accept how they show you their love. So if you are rejecting the way that they're trying to, like, love on you, then you need to reevaluate if that's the person that you want to be with, or if you even ready to take that step with somebody for real. Because
basically find yourself, right?
Yeah, definitely. You need to find yourself, and you need to figure out what it is you really want, because
I don't know. Sometimes people take advantage of that shit too, though.
Take advantage of what?
I'm talking about they gotta find themselves. Because sometimes people be like, they don't know what they want, but yet
they're not trying to look for
it. Yeah, they're not trying to look for it. That's well, a, that's like it's a yin yang with that situation. Because it's like, I'm trying to find myself right now, and I don't need to be with you. And then next week, I met this new dude. His name Craig. Ooh, what happened to the dude that was doing good with you? I just didn't. I just had to. I wasn't ready for that yet.
And she wasn't ready for
but
it.
But she ready for Craig down the street.
And Craig and might be ain't shit, but she know ain't shit. So she ready for that because she know how to be toxic. She know how to find out where he hanging out at. Come find him. Where his friends be at. Who he talking to. Who he on Facebook talking to. All of this shit. She ready for that. She ain't ready for a healthy relationship. And something I seen the other day, it was like real interesting, where it was like, your first healthy relationship is the hardest because both of you are working through, you know how to function in chaos and negativity. You know how to function in that. You know how to find some type of sanity in that. But
because people are scared of real love.
Yeah, and when people you when it's healthy love. And yeah. it's real, it's like, is this real or is this fake? Is this nigga for real or
is it
nigga,
fake? Yeah, is he lying or is he doing right. this? Like,
he
is it
flexing?
True?
What do he really want?
And then like, when he finally do it.
Right, he follow through on what he say. He do what he say he gonna do. Like, oh my God, he really is interested. He following up. Like, he checking in. He doing,
he's there.
Yeah, he doing all the stuff that I've been saying that I want somebody to do.
But if they don't know how to react to that, if
who
a woman
sent
that,
you? You the ops? What is this?
Like that shit too cool. Too,
yeah,
man.
What the fuck?
Too good to be true.
Set up. Todd did. Todd made.
You paid what? You did what? You taking me where? You say you gonna do who? We gonna what? And then he called a friend, that one hating ass friend. Girl, he is so this and that. Something I ain't right about him.
I don't know.
He just too. And they be the main one had not one nigga.
Or the friend that don't say nothing. She just do that little fake smile. She don't have no input. She don't really have too much to say. She just listening to you, waiting. And then as soon as something bad happened, well,
I told you, but she be
niggas
happy.
Ain't shit.
Yep, she be happy in the inside. Mm-hmm. That's why somebody told me don't never go to your best friend for advice on certain relationships. Meaning that if they always negative, if you get too excited and you don't see them happy for you, mm-hmm. so the first thing they say is like, I don't know. Don't go to them.
Or
unless they genuinely care.
If it's the fake smile, if it's the smiling through the pain, smiling through the misery, I don't want you to think that I'm not happy for you, but deep down inside, I'm not happy with my own situation, so I don't want to be happy for you.
I could come with you jealous, too. You losing your friend. Because when you with a man or a woman,
true.
You could lose your friend. Like, dang, we used to hang out together all the time.
She always was ready to get on the phone.
Yeah, it's like
she with this nigga.
They all doing this, and don't let it be like y'all on trips or y'all enjoying. Or even for dudes, man, he always with her. They always doing this, man. He don't come around no more. Man, yeah. how you know what she doing, man? Da da da. It could be a jealous, it could be a form. And I'm not saying all friends like that.
No, of course not. But those are the ones you definitely them need the to ones, pay attention
especially
to.
The ones that go too hard to define the dirt.
Yeah.
But now, if it's red flags, of course, that's your friend. You protect your friend, but at the same time, don't mess up their happiness on a selfish level. Would that make sense?
Right, absolutely.
If you concerned, like I'm legit concerned about my friend, I feel like, you know, John is going, you know, John is too happy. I seen her make a phone call, walk out the door, make a phone call or something. I seen this. So now I'm like,
do you say something or do you keep it to yourself?
It depends on the situation. I go to John, be like, hey man, your girl's outside making a phone call. I just wanted to let you know. I don't know what y'all, I'm just throwing out there. But you know, never know. I ain't saying, I'm just, cause you, I don't know. It could be the brother, a secret conversation.
Right. It could be a surprise birthday you know. Party.
Now, if I know a straight red flag to a point where it's like she always got a phone on silent or, you know, she got like a male friend that she a little too close with, then I say something. But sometimes you don't want to read too deep into things either.
Mm-hmm.
because that can ruin friendships. You know what I'm saying? Does. It can ruin friendships because, you
it
know.
It really does. And then it's like.
If that's you a slippery slope.
Yeah. If you know they're not going to leave, do you even say anything at all? Like, do I even tell you for real when I know that the information that I'm going to give you really don't matter? It's not going to make or break anything.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do?
I don't know. That's a tricky situation.
It is.
Because you don't want to be that friend.
Right, because now you're going to tell your person, and they're going to be like, oh, that's the bitch that tried to tell you that I was cheating on you.
Yep,
she ain't and no then, good. You don't need to hang out with her no more. But, she a hoe.
But even if... I used to date this girl a while back, and she would be like, my friend don't like none of my men. Is that toxic? Because she used to tell me that all the time. She'd be like...
It sounds like your friend's in love with you.
Gotta be. Your friend wants you.
Yeah.
Because she'd be like... My friend, some reason, she's just an asshole. You got to get used to her and all this
she
stuff.
Loves you.
You know, your friend wants you on a sexual level.
Absolutely.
Or either she, because she don't like not one guy.
Not a one.
One guy.
Or she secretly loved one of them.
Yeah, she fell in love with one of your guy friends. Are you jealous? That could be a jealousy thing, too.
It could be
too.
A combination of a bunch of things.
Because she was like, and I was like, wow, none of your friends like, yeah, she be an asshole. She just like that. I don't know. Every guy I dated, she just ain't like that. I said, man, I don't know.
That's weird.
And that was weird to me.
It's weird.
So that's one of them situations like, do I still mess with you or avoid the friend?
Avoid the friend because,
I mean...
You
know what I'm saying?
Because
you don't want that drama.
Right, you don't want that drama. And I mean, if that's her friend, she going to be around anyway.
And she going to ride for a friend because she was there before you.
Right, exactly. You know what I'm saying? And so, when you gone, that's who she going to go to.
She going
to
go crying to her. Exactly. She going to be there with her. She going to... You know, that's who she gonna ride with, regardless.
Right.
You know, it's two things a woman gonna listen to. The friend, and maybe the dad if he around. If the dad around. Okay. Depends on the close relationship. You can't tell me. I'm not saying I don't know how your relationship is with your dad, but...
I'm not talking to my dad about none of that shit, but...
But I'm just saying certain women, though, is very close to their dad.
Yeah, certain women
and they would go, if they dad say jump... They gonna go with their daddy.
Well, I have a male voice that I listen to, and he put me up on game. And a lot of times, he be right because he's a man.
Yeah, man, he go for it. Yeah,
yeah, and he know what men do and how men think. So like, and he just happened to be my good friend. So I listen to. Sometimes I go to him because he's still a nigga. So he be like. He don't believe in no good. Ain't nobody good. He
I agree.
You agree?
I agree.
It's crazy. Y'all really.
I agree. I feel like, and I don't even know him, but I agree. I feel like men or women have that toxicness about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care for the moment they good.
Yeah.
But it's always something in them that can make them look like the worst people on earth.
That's
and I don't
true.
Care how pretty. How cute, how nice you is.
I don't put nothing past nobody.
Exactly. Because they're human.
Yeah.
Everybody make mistakes. Everybody do dumb shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And everybody have regrets.
Yeah.
And I don't put nothing past. I agree with them, man. Nobody ain't no such thing as a good person.
I don't know. It's kind of shaky.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
But what about, I don't know. I just happily, I'm like, benefit of the doubt. Like, literally, I'm just like try to give people the benefit of the doubt. Like, well, maybe, even though most of the time it's not maybe, it is what it,
well,
it seems it is.
I the reason why I do that is because I do want to be proved wrong. I do want to be proved wrong.
You do?
I do. And the only reason I say that because if I look at, if you my homegirl and you meet a guy, I want happiness for you. But at the end of the day, he got to prove to me that he a good guy. I want him to work harder, and I want you to see things that he don't see in himself.
Yeah.
It's not I hate the man.
No.
It's the fact that you my homie. You my homegirl.
Yeah.
I don't want to see you fucked over.
Yeah.
So, of course, I'm going to make it hard for him.
Yeah.
And then that way, he could be like, dang, I got to prove to him.
Yeah.
And that was going to make him a good man towards you because, if anything, he get cool with the homie. Guess who's gonna be cool with? Guess who's gonna really like him?
Yeah.
You. So I'm not doing it on a hating perspective. I'm doing it because I'm looking out for my homie, my homegirl, my homeboy. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, when you put it like that, now I feel like, okay.
Yeah, I'm not just going to hate random because they're going to make
like,
it seem like.
Damn, I be not wanting to tell him stuff sometimes because I'm like, damn. He be like, well, okay, where'd y'all go? What did he buy you? What you asked for? You need to ask for blah, 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 blah. You need to do this. Why you not? I'm like, oh, my God. I just want to have a good time and do hood rat shit with my friends. He be like, no, you need to ask for some shoes. You need to do this.
Yeah.
Why you ain't going nowhere? You need to do this. Every time a nigga come over, you need to ask him to bring you something. I'm like, okay.
I don't know about the bragging part or something because, yeah.
He is like.
Nah, I don't agree with that because you don't know a man's financial situation. You don't know what he got going on.
He don't care.
Because everybody have, you don't want to go to a man and be like, hey, bring me some red lobster. Goddamn, I got enough for a dog bring you a hamburger or some Zaxby or something. I mean, you talking about red lobster. Well, bring me some, God, how about to say TGI Fridays. I ain't had TGI Fridays in so long. They still got TGI Fridays around? Mm-hmm. They must be in Michigan, huh?
No, they got TGI Fridays.
In Atlanta, ain't it?
Yeah, Ruby Tuesdays. No, that's still open.
Damn, we got Ruby Tuesday in Augusta? Yeah, we do in North Augusta. The salad bar be on point. Yeah, the salad. Ooh, golly, man. You know what? How much they charge you for a salad?
Salad buffet is sound real good right now.
It's like $5 to go there.
$5 to go where? To a salad buffet?
Yeah, to Ruby Tuesday.
Since when?
Well, I know you get, before you order the meal, you got to get like.
Is this before or after inflation?
Oh man, inflation. I don't know. I just inflation. So if I go to Ruby Tuesday, I wonder just how much you just to get the salad and leave.
$6.50.
$6. That's it.
I don't know.
I'm about to say shit. I'm going tomorrow.
I don't know.
I'm gonna have a big ass bag of salad. They might charge that by the weight, but how much lettuce? How much lettuce go weight though?
I mean, I just put meat on it. Depends on what type of lettuce you get, but it really is not. It's really not the lettuce. It's after you add all the other stuff that's gonna weigh the most.
And we just got outside just talking about food. I forgot who we were talking about.
We was talking about something.
Oh, how goddamn. Oh, yeah. You don't just ask a dude, just some random dude. I mean, you got to give him time.
I listen to half the shit he say for real. Like,
but he do, he as
he
a
do
man.
He do have a point, and I do listen. I do appreciate his word, and I do go to him for certain things, but he be, you know, and then we talk our shit, we be laughing and kicking or whatever, but.
He mean well, though, because I mean,
well.
He's a guy. Like, I'm a guy. I did it all. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie. Mm-hmm. I cheated. I lied. Mm-hmm. I did it all. So, I could look at a perspective of a certain man. I've been a good man. I've been the worst nigga ever. Yeah. So, when a female come to me for advice, I could look at all sides of angles.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've been on both sides of the stick. So, you know, I guess I'd rather talk to a girl that been through it versus a girl that never been through that situation. Because it's called experience, of course. She been through that. She knows. If I go to her and say, hey, this girl is acting this certain way, what you think going on? She's like, well, she probably got somebody or she probably just in the mood. Said she just, you said she just lost somebody. You know what I'm saying? Or,
and that's usually how.
Or she come off a breakup.
Yeah. Because our conversation usually go 45 minutes his shit, 10 minutes my shit. Because he want me to tell him, okay, so what you think? Or he just want me to listen to some shit so I can give him my perspective. But most of the time I'm getting on his ass about, like, you know, which is why he called me. You know, cause he know I'm gonna get in his ass about the shit. He know he ain't doing right.
You know your voice.
Yeah.
Okay, so he know you gonna be on this podcast talking about him. Then.
And I don't give a damn.
So
and I tell him. He ain't talk about Nathaniel. He ain't talk about
God.
Nathaniel.
See, you go see.
Shit, he already know what time it is. Him and his fiance.
Oh man.
Uh huh.
You know a lot of people listen to this, right?
I get in his ass. I don't care. I don't care. That's why he called me, and he don't call me when he don't want me to get in his ass, cause he know I'm gonna get in his ass.
He said. Oh, she calling me.
Right. Or he just don't bring that shit up that he don't want to talk about. Then 3 weeks later, be like, this happened. I seen so and so about 3 weeks ago.
Slip ups, man.
I'm like, bruh, the fuck is you doing?
Temptation not there, girl.
Tighten up.
Temptation not there.
Tighten up.
Temptation not there.
Tighten up.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
Tighten up.
Temptation, man. Sorry.
Tighten up.
Too many of y'all beautiful black women out here, man.
Tighten up.
Too many beautiful black women out here. Just can't let them go.
Tighten up.
Nah, just playing. Hey, man, y'all dudes out there, stay faithful, man, for real.
Cause I thought what they saying, what they was saying, black men don't cheat.
Black men don't cheat.
Oh, okay.
We just misunderstood.
Right.
That's all.
Keep that energy.
That is, man. We misunderstood.
Okay.
Dead serious. We don't understand the word cheating. We understand the word exploring. So we're exploring the fact.
You understand the word cheating when you get cheated on. Motherfuckers have the Webster's definition when they heartbroken. You must have been apple.
It hurts though.
Did you let him?
Men do hurt different when y'all cheat.
Did you put it in your mouth?
Hell yeah. We don't care about the sex. As long as you gave him fellatio.
You a yes.
Oh, you ain't shit. You ain't shit. You been bless you.
Stupid bitch. Can we get back together, please?
We just can't kiss no more.
Yeah.
We're lip condoms.
Whatever.
We're lip condoms now.
Ain't gonna care.
Nah, he ain't gonna think about it. He kissing.
Exactly.
He kissing goddamn.
You my girl, I love you.
He kissing Retavia's dick, though, when he give a kiss. But niggas like that, because they don't care. They be like, man. They ran a train on me. Oh, they did? Okay, cool. I could deal with the train. So did you suck one of his dick? Yeah, I did, but you know, just he didn't. Oh hell no, you gotta go. You gots to go. We men hurt different though. When we hurt, we hurt. I mean, even when it's our fault, and when y'all go do y'all revenge thing, or if y'all end up leaving us and get with somebody else, that's the worst feeling we could ever feel. And we you know, when we hurt, it's by guilt too. Cause we probably caused the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's not the fact that y'all went with somebody else, it's the fact that we guilty and we wish you could change it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to take up for y'all guys now.
So, I mean, everything all fine and dandy until somebody do that shit to you.
Oh, I know.
And then you can't breathe.
I'm a product of it.
You can't breathe, your chest tight.
Which? You sitting there in the bed and you crying. Everything remind you of that person. You like, damn, man, I can't even go to Checkers no more. You like, damn, you can't watch certain shows.
I wonder what she doing.
Exactly, like, man.
Like, bro.
Oh, don't get that little text say, I call you back, or I got company. Woo, that's the hurt. You got what? I got company.
Elizabeth.
You got company. You like, what?
The big one.
You got what?
Man, what?
Man, everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't even drinking Coca-Cola no more. I got to drink Coke Zero. Why?
Man.
I remember when she used to like Coke, dog.
I swear, I understand that because it was different, though. It was like the girl who he was with. Oh, my God. Her name was Jasmine. I was like, I don't want Jasmine tea no more.
Oh, that's her. Jasmine Rice.
I used to love, right, can't eat Jasmine Rice. I used to love Jasmine the Disney Princess. I can't look at that bitch no more. Like, I'm sick, man. My stomach. Oh, it's tight. Oh.
Man, that's the worst feeling, man.
It is.
And you be hoping it's a sorry nigga. And I fucked around and said that. I said, hey. So I said, what'd he do? Oh, he got his own house and he take care of his, he got cussing his kid.
Ooh.
I said, oh, no. Oh no, Lord! I don't get mine every other weekend.
Don't let him have custody of his kid.
Oh, he a good dad now. Oh, he dad. He dad of the year. You like? Oh shit! I'ma compete with that.
It's a wrap.
Oh man, you know, or something, man.
It's a wrap. Bitches love single dads.
Single dads, man. That conversation you used to have back in the day is over.
Man,
it's done. It's done. That's the worst thing, man. But you know, I tell people when you go through it, it's a reason.
Yep.
You live and you learn, man.
That's right.
Even if it's your fault or not your fault, you know your mistakes. You know what not to do no more.
And hopefully and how you to learn from your mistakes.
Yeah. Because hopefully. I look at it like, even though she or he might not come back, don't matter who fault it is, you know the do's and don'ts in your next relationship. You know what to look out for.
Yeah.
You know how to maneuver now.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but sometimes it happens for the best. That it will make you a better person, make you stronger. not the way you want to be made stronger.
Yeah.
But it make you a more stronger and understanding person. Like, look, I fucked up. He did me wrong, or she did me wrong, or whatever the situation. But now I know I need to get my shit pick up and keep it moving.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Because it'd be different in the future. I'm gonna get the same results.
Exactly. Because will you ever forget about that person? No. But you can strive to understand, like, to move on with that next person. And, you know, one day you is gonna forget about that person. I ain't gonna say forget about them, but you gonna know how to put them on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like, hey, it's done, it's over.
Right.
And that's the, I think as human beings, that's the hardest thing in relationships we got to deal with, is when you fall deeply in love with somebody, or even if you just crazy about them, you got to understand, if you really love them, you'll let them go.
Yeah.
You don't want to hold them hostage. You don't want them to hold you hostage.
Right.
Because you can't force nobody to love you.
No, you can't.
You can't. You could try. You might could convince them. It's hard, but you can't. Falling in love with somebody is naturally.
That's
it's natural.
Yeah, that's like them people who be trying to do them love spells and stuff.
No, you can't.
You can't force nobody to love you.
You can't.
It has to be organic, or you gonna be cursing yourself. You gonna put something on yourself where now you can't get rid of this person. Now they gonna try to kill you, try to hurt you. They obsessed with you. You don't want an obsession.
Oh, yeah, you do a love spell of somebody, it gonna back. It's gonna hurt you.
Yes.
If it's true, it will come back on you. Cause
yes.
Now you want them. Now you want them crazy about you, but now they too crazy about
right.
you.
Right, because they are under the influence.
Yep.
And they're not organically loving you for who you are. And
they're infatuated with you at
yeah,
this point.
Yeah, obsession.
It's a big difference.
Yes, it is, and
different.
It's not healthy, and you it's know. Not love.
And do I believe in, like, you will meet them later on in the future, or fate when it comes to that? Do you believe in that?
What, serendipity?
Yeah.
I don't know that I believe that. I mean, I believe that things happen for a reason, and things, I don't believe in coincidences. So
what's this thing? We might meet one day in the, like what he said, we might end up meeting later on, or it might,
man, fuck
it
that.
Might come back around. You never
fuck
know.
That.
It might happen.
Fuck
no,
that
I'm in it now. Now you gonna be with me now, or what?
Or no?
Or what? Cause ain't no way in hell I'm finna wait 2 years and come back where you at and be like, hey, it been 2 years. We ran into each other.
What's no. the odds? You wanna be together? Fuck you. Fuck you.
You
no.
never know. In the future it might work out, but right now it's no, it ain't no fucking future.
And when people
stop
say
it.
That, I feel like, so what
stop
you,
it.
It sound what it sound like is you want me to wait for you to be ready to be with me. That's what it sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I'm waiting on you now.
Right.
Like, okay, so versus the opportunity now where we can make it work.
Right.
We could start over or whatever. You mean to tell me I gotta let you do your thing?
And then wait for you to realize that
I'm
the
one. I'm the guy you
be
with.
In your life.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Like, you'll wake up one morning like, oh my God.
She's it.
She's the one. Hey, what's up? Well, you know, I'm down. I'm dating somebody now.
Right.
Oh, I didn't wait. I'm sorry. Where y'all at? We on the cruise.
You bitch.
Yeah, now you like, you motherfucker.
You were supposed to wait.
I waited 3 years and 2 days and 5 minutes and 2 seconds for you.
Oh, like, I'm moving on my life. But somebody
no.
else wants to be with me and appreciate me.
Right now. And
right
ain't waiting
now,
wait.
Yeah.
Right now.
What the hell? And why should I give you that? Why should I give you that?
That opportunity.
Oh, what Gucci man say? Girls are like buses. Miss one, next 15, one coming, goddamn.
And it's the truth.
Fuck out of here.
I look at it like that myself, man. I understand, like, I think we talk about this a lot. Fight for your love, but don't be a dummy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't be stupid.
Yeah.
You know.
You gotta know when to hold them.
And know when to fold them.
Know when to walk away.
So, you know, I'm about to,
know when to run.
I'm gonna tell you this, and I'm gonna probably end this podcast at 45 minutes. We could go an hour, but we're gonna go 45 minutes. Anyway, like I said. But no, for real, I wish we could have talked about more. We had a great podcast. You know what I'm saying? I'm back, y'all. I'm going to give y'all more content. I know I know. I've been so busy, and I love y'all. I do. I do. We got to talk about movies. We got to talk about oh, man, the new Batman animated series coming out. They doing another Godzilla versus King Kong. We got to talk about that. We got to talk about relationship, getting down and dirty in the bedroom. We got to talk about trucking. Oh, man, it's a lot. I got to talk in the past. Oh, man, I got. And, yes, I'm going to address the Simple Trucker podcast. I know. I'm going to address it. What happened? What's going on? And I'm not holding back. Yes, I'm not holding back because two fake people that I'm really not fucking with right now.
I'm just grateful to have the opportunity to be sitting here with you and talking. This has been a lovely time chatting it up.
Chopping it up, man, you know. Anyway, y'all hit me up on, I forgot my Instagram.
God.
Just hit me up on Facebook. I just hit me. I'm gonna give y'all a plug later on, but y'all know what it is, man. I'm definitely gonna give y'all more content. I'm definitely gonna give y'all more to contact. Any questions? I just started this podcast back up. Simple Truckers. Will it come back? I don't know. I know it's gonna be two different co-hosts. Hey, you never know. We might got a brand new one on here. But she ain't no truck driver, huh? Yeah, it kind of sucks. But anyway,
not yet.
I love y'all guys. It's your boy Cliff, aka Beast. And you want to plug anything, man? Social media, business, what's up?
Thank you for having me. You know, I'm just Melody, your favorite neighborhood black girl. And, you know, you can follow me on TikTok at All Them Kids Is Mine, because they is. And that's all I got.
I don't know my fucking TikTok.
Lord.
I need to do better. I think I smoke too much.
Oh gosh.
Oh shit. Never mind, cause my company gonna drug test me. I'm fucking up, ain't I?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Bye.
Bye. Hey y'all, this Cliff, aka the Beast. I love y'all. Hold it down. I'm out.